In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I suspect that some of you, in the midst of all of the July 4th preparations, took the time to try and figure out the hodgepodge of lessons for today. Well, maybe not so much, but I had no choice, and I had to kind of figure it out. And the mystery seemed to be, what do these things have in common? Cinderella being convinced that you're never going to do the right thing and that the devil made you do it. And lastly, being called by God inept, not fit. So that's where we go. In the Old Testament story, in the 24th chapter of Genesis, it really is about a coming-of-age story. You know, it's about what all young people do. When they come of age, they want to look for a mate, a partner. And what I love about this story is that Rebecca is very much sort of the Jewish version of Cinderella. You know, here she is, and this guy shows up with all these fabulous gifts and all this great stuff. And she's off the hook. And Isaac's off the hook. They found their mate. But what if it didn't happen? You know, there wasn't eHarmony. There wasn't Christian Mingle. I guess it would be JewishMingle.com. You know, there weren't all of these things. But it worked out. In Paul's letter to the Romans, you know, I want to do the right thing. I really, really do. I want to do it. But I can't. Will I ever get it? You know, I know it's in there someplace, but I just can't get it. But what if I never, ever figure it out and I don't do good? In the gospel reading, we see Jesus like we don't often see Jesus. Jesus, usually the happy-going, peaceful guy. Quite frankly, in this gospel lesson, Jesus is pissed off. He's pissed because he's trying to get the message out to everybody, and it's the same old, same old. They don't get it. They just don't get it. And it reminds me of a line that Bishop Bruno uses all the time about, I give them books and all they do is eat the covers. You know? And he says, you people are inept. You're inept. But what if we stay that way? What if we remain inept? What if, no matter what we do, we are going to piss off Jesus? The common thread in all of this, to me, seems to be fear. Fear of not finding the mate, fear of never doing the right thing, fear of not looking good in the eyes of Jesus. Fear, I suspect, may be the greatest disease that mankind will ever, ever experience. It drives almost everything that we do. The fear that I'm going to be alone. The fear that there's not going to be enough money. The fear that I'm not going to get to work on time. The fear that the idiot driving on the freeway in front of me isn't going to change lanes. There's so much fear. Where does it come from? The Buddhist monk and scholar Thich Nhat Hanh says that we are born into fear. Think about it. There you are, there we all were, in the safety of our mother's womb, and mom was doing all the work. And then all of a sudden, snip the umbilical cord, and my lungs have to work for themselves. It's light. It's bright. It's noisy. It's a pretty scary place, the unknown. But what also comes from that is what he calls original desire. Because out of that fear is born this desire that we want to survive. when we look at fear, we could all come up with a long list of all the things that we are fearful of. But there is also what happens when fear is collective. When the collective fear of individuals comes together and it really becomes paralyzing and scary. It may very well be the root of war. If you want to see what it looks like, I suppose we just have to turn the TV on and look to the Middle East. Look to Israel and Palestine. Look what's going on in Syria, Iran, Iraq. It's pretty scary. But I don't think that we have to look that far to see what collective fear can do. I think we can look in our own backyard. The issue of immigration has been smack in the face in the last couple of weeks with all of the immigrant women and children coming from Central America to the United States. Now, we can put politics aside, and I think we probably all could agree, regardless of our politics, that the immigration system is screwed up. It's broken, and it needs to get fixed. But that's not the issue. That's not the issue. Elie Wiesel, Holocaust survivor and author, says that what we have to do is to take care of each other. And we take care of ourselves by taking care of each other and listening to each other's stories. Because when we do that, some of the fear starts to go away. So what if Roger's right and I'm wrong? So what? So what if Anne has one opinion and I have another opinion? So what? You know? So what if Chris and I disagree about whether or not the dogs get fed too much? Who cares? Think about it. How much in your life can you say, who cares? So, we don't have to look to Iraq. And we don't have to look to the Middle East. We can look in the last couple of days to Murrieta and what's going on with these immigrants coming on buses. Now again, set the politics aside. Set the politics aside. You know, it seems to me that when we all arrived on the boat, the Indians weren't checking our documentation. It seems to me that the first Thanksgiving was all about the Indians sharing their food with us. It seems to me that it's easy to forget that the men and women and children who came to this country were fleeing persecution. How soon we forget these things. So I ask you this. If we help ourselves by helping others and listening to our other stories, then we need, how can we hear those stories if we don't let people off the bus? Now, the end of the gospel, Jesus talks about yoking. And to yoke is what you put around an oxen or whatever, right? And it will pull the cart and pull any kind of heavy weight. And the cart will go in the direction that the yoke will go. And the problem for us, and why fear is so systemic, is because we yoke ourselves to fear. And we go in the direction of fear all the time. The solution? Simple. If you don't want to be called inept, if you don't want to be the one that pisses Jesus off, why not yoke yourself to Christ and love? You know, I can remember when my dog Lucy was young and she was absolutely horrible on the leash and I could not control her. And I got one of these things, a lot of you probably know about it, called gentle leaders, but it's sort of like a yoke, you know? I bet Sunday have one yet? It makes a huge difference. But the point is, it removed the stress from me. because she was picking up on all my stress. And she moved much more easily. So it's the same thing again with us. If we yoke ourselves, Jesus is there. Jesus will take care of us. You know, we talk about a hodgepodge. Jesus understands the hodgepodge we've made of our lives based on fear. Our own fears, the fears of our neighbors, the fears of our friends. But you don't have to walk alone in fear. We can walk alone in love. But we have to listen to each other's stories. And again, if we don't allow ourselves and our neighbors off the bus, how are we going to listen to those stories? Amen.